All right, our scripture text is taken from the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 8. I'm going to be keying in on one particular phrase in that verse. For you have a little strength. Now, to get our context, we'll begin reading in verse 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but lie. Indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you. Because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world, to test those who dwell on the earth. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take away your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write on him my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Now, the church at Philadelphia is one of the seven churches that are commended without being reproved. In other words, there are good things said about them, but there is no specific common condemnation of them. The other is Smyrna, that is the persecuted church. Now, the church at Philadelphia is known as the faithful and loyal church. I should hope that this would describe this local church as a whole, and I should hope that this describes the kind of Christian that you are. Are you faithful and loyal to Christ? And are you faithful and loyal to be going about the business of doing the things which glorify Christ and which he has given you to give on this earth? I should hope so. Now, I was struck in reading of this passage by the phrase, a little strength. Right, you would think that the faithful and loyal church and the faithful and loyal believers have a whole bunch of strength. But it's not so. They have but a little. Faithful as anyone may be to Jesus Christ, he or she has just a little strength. Now, in the sermon proper, we shall consider this along three lines this morning. First, the fact that believers have a little strength magnifies God's strength. Secondly, a little strength can be multiplied by God. And third, believers have a little strength, and so believers have at least some strength. The fact that believers have a little strength magnifies God's strength. Christ is he who has the key of David. He who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. The backdrop of this quotation is taken from the Old Testament book of Isaiah. Then it will be in that day that I will call my servant Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah. I will clothe him with your robe and strengthen him with your belt. I will commit your responsibility to his hand. He shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. The key of the house of David I will lay on his shoulder, so he shall open and no one shall shut. And he shall shut and no one shall open. I will fasten him as a peg in a secure place, and he will become a glorious throne to his father's house. Now, Eliakim was a great servant of God in his day, and the human instrument that God would use as the spiritual leader for his nation. He had strength enough to walk through the open door of service that God had provided. But he hadn't strength enough to open the door himself, being human himself. He hadn't even the strength enough to prepare himself for service. In fact, according to the text in the book of the prophet Isaiah, he couldn't even dress himself in the morning. Consider your morning routine today. God gave you the ability to wake up and go through your morning routine and to get here this morning. Now, for some, this was a relatively easy task. Praise the Lord for simple blessings. Let's thank Him for that. Because for many, it was with great difficulty, or at least some difficulty, that they went about their morning routine to get out here and prioritize the Word of God. For this, we commend those who do. Some are very diligent to find the strength to go other places, but not to the house of God. And for this, those who have found the strength to come here are to be commended when they have done so with difficulty. For in this, they have become a testimony that the Lord of God ought to be exalted. And for others, the testimony to their neighbors is one that coming to the house of God is not all that important. Now, I suppose I preach to the choir here this morning, but there are many who may be listening on the internet or on a CD somewhere. We get the word out there as best we can. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear. And let's appreciate the testimony of those who come here at, through physical difficulties. Now, even this little strength that God's servants have is divinely given, for it is a result of the new birth. Though weak in the flesh, if God has given us the little strength to crawl across the threshold of the door that He has opened, then we are blessed beyond measure. The fact that you have a little strength does two things. First, it magnifies your weakness. Secondly, it magnifies God's strength. The Apostle Paul said this, "And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness.' Therefore, most gladly I would rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me." Human pride is divinely restrained through exposure of human weakness, that we may say with Paul, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Not on our own strength, but on His strength, friends. Secondly, a little strength can be multiplied by God. The refrain, "little is much when God is in it," is true indeed. If God can multiply loaves and fishes, it is but a small thing for Him to multiply strength. On man's strength alone, one man can usually not withstand 2 men. But when God multiplies His strength, one man of you shall chase 1,000. Jesus said that the Christians in Philadelphia have a little strength, that they have kept His word, that they have not denied His name. They were fond of praying, strengthen me according to Your word, knowing that the way of the Lord is what? Strength for the upright. Perhaps there was someone here now who needs many times their present strength to get through the difficulty that they are in. Look then to the Savior on high and be strengthened with all might according to His glorious power. And trust in Jesus that your strength might be multiplied through Him. Now let us not leave this point without considering it in light of the Great Commission. A little strength can be multiplied by God. Peter did not have the boldness and the strength to admit being Jesus' disciple as his Lord was being led to his death. Yet, he had a little strength. And through preaching in the power of the Holy Ghost, 3,000 souls were saved. And the disciples' number were multiplied when he sought the Lord's strength to multiply his paltry ability. Though Herod did violence to the early church, there remained loyal and faithful Christians who had a little strength, and the word of God grew and multiplied. Believers have a little strength, and so they have some strength. Christian, do not say that you have no strength at all. For if Christ lives in you, that cannot be. That is impossible. In a denial of the power of God unto salvation, you may not be using the key of faith to unlock God's strength, but you have it in your pocket. Such is the state of the Christian who will not pray. Such is the state of the Christian who will not seek God's help in His power. Do not say you have no strength. You have a little strength. You have a feeble voice to cry out to God in heaven. Therefore, use what little strength you have. Perhaps you do not have the strength to do mission work or to preach publicly. Now, I've come across many who will not do a small thing and offer a small service in the church because they think they must do big things in the church, or because they think that they ought to be doing this or ought to be doing that. And so they go from place to place, planting church upon church to cater to the whims of those of their generation and mindset. As a young Christian friend, I hadn't the strength to preach a sermon. But I had a little strength, so I did my best to share my hope with my family, and I swept the sanctuary floor as best I could. I had a little strength, and the Lord had plenty of opportunities for me to use it. It is written of Jesus, smoking flax He will not quench. There are no throwaway Christians. There are no Christians who are of no value to the kingdom of God. There are no people who are of no value to the Lord. Friend, you have been made in the image of God. Now that image has been marred by sin. But Christ desires that all come to repentance. And when we do, and when we struggle in our Christian lives, because we only have but a little strength, let us remember that though our strength be a candle dimly burning, the Lord will make sure that that candle continues to burn. He himself will not snuff it out. Though the world may try to sneak into the sanctuary of the candles of the faith of the saints to blow out our faith by stealth, the Lord will not suffer it to be so that that candle will be fully extinguished. Will you use your little strength for God's glory? Now, the Lord Jesus is speaking of believers as those who have a little strength. He speaks of spiritual strength. And the unbeliever, the skeptic, the fence-sitter, do not have any of this spiritual strength. Spiritual strength is for those who are of the household of God. It is a gift of God, something that accompanies salvation. Unbeliever, you haven't the spiritual strength to get to heaven. If you were to climb up Mount Kilimanjaro with a rocket strapped to your back, and when you got to the top, hit the button, and that rocket was as shot as high as could be, you're not going to reach heaven. For all of the human ingenuity that has come along, technology and computers, learning, man has not found a way to heaven. Now he's going to keep trying, mind you. With his worldly strength. But God has provided a way to heaven and told us plainly that his Son Jesus Christ has come. And not only has he come, he has accomplished all of the necessary work for your salvation. There is no need to strap a rocket to your back. All that needs to be done is to believe upon Jesus Christ, that when he came, that he made that way to heaven, that it is through his Son, the Son of God, that you are able to receive a heavenly inheritance, and that through faith you have a little strength to be able to go forth in newness of life. Heavenly Father, we thank you for providing a way. We thank you that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Lord God, If you've given us a little strength this morning, let us pray. That you will draw near to us this morning. That you will give us the will to draw near to you. And that through that little strength that we have, that we can attain. To that spiritual place. And to the place where we are prepared and willing and ready to be volunteers in your army to do those things which you have for us to do. Lord God, bless all in my hearing this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.